And welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We'll get to these guys coming up. But first, let's recap Friday's practice. A little lighter, helmets only, no pads today for the Jaguars, and a few of the veterans held off to the side as a precaution today. Paul Posluszny and Dan Skuda had veteran days off. Some others had some injuries. Alan Hearns, Jared Odrick, and Brandon Linder had some knee soreness. Nothing major there. And tight end Julius Thomas was out with a sore back. That started yesterday. But everyone's expected to go for the scrimmage Saturday night at Everbank Field. All right, guys, let's get to it. Let's start with number five, Blake Bortles. Pretty solid week of practice for old number five.
Yeah, and I thought Wednesday was as good a practice as he's had here. I think what's significant is he hasn't been perfect, and he hasn't looked like otherworldly good. He's just looked good. He's looked solid within the framework of what you expect him to do. He's not going to be a practice guy who throws all the tight spirals and who throws into tight windows 30 yards downfield, but all of the things that you wanted to see improve on, consistency, knowledge of the offense, those quarterback leadership things, he's showing at the proper pace, I think, is the best way to say it.
Well, consistency is the thing that stood out to me. You know, we'd see him have a good practice, we'd see him have a good drill, and then go to the next drill, and he'd be like, what was that? And this week, it was good, good, good. Not dazzling, as some have said, but really just consistently good, which I think for where he is in his development, is exactly where you want him to be.
It's easy to see him translating what he's done onto the field, which I think is significant because it's obviously what you want.
Yeah, and he's the kind of guy you think is going to be better out there on Sundays than he is out there on Wednesdays.
You know, as there always is at the start of a season, there's talk about the new guys, the free agent class, the draft class. But the guys in Bortles' class, second-year guys coming back, are a big, important part of this team.
You know, we spend so much time talking about the Jared Odricks and the Julius Thomases, and rightfully so. They got a lot of money. And the draft choices, Dante Fowler, who's not there, T.J. Yeldon, that we expect to play. When you look, though, at where the core of this team is going to be developed, you know, it's the draft class from 2 years ago, and last year in particular. You look at Brandon Linder. He's been dominant when he's lined up with pads on. Dominant. You know, you can just go all the way down the list. I love what I am seeing from him. And I'll throw it out there, not because I picked him at a round table before, but well, Chris Smith had a really good week of practice, and that's a guy with the lack of Fowler and Chris Clemens not playing. You need him to step up. Those are two guys from that draft class that have really stood out.
I'm going to leave Bortles out of this because we've talked about him. Obviously, he's the key to the whole thing.
Yeah.
If he develops and is a franchise guy, then what a great draft. You also might have, I think Brandon Linder's going to the Pro Bowl at some point very soon. Aaron Colvin and Telvin Smith.
Yeah.
I don't put them in the Pro Bowl yet, but they're guys that I think all of us around here sort of think, if they develop at the pace they're going at right now, could be elite-level guys at their spot, playmaking guys. All of a sudden, you've got Bortles, Chris Smith, Colvin. You're starting to list guys, the core of this team. I think Dave Caldwell would tell you he would love the core of this team to be that draft class as opposed to free agency. It looks like that's what you want out of a draft class, maybe more than you could ask.
We get to see all those guys tomorrow night at the scrimmage at Everbank Field, a situational scrimmage, no scoring, no true tackling except for maybe one period. But what do you guys want to see at the scrimmage?
Well, I think what fans will see is a team that is significantly better at a lot of spots on the roster. I don't know exactly what you'll see. It's hard to predict that. Marquise Lee is really the only guy who won't be out there. But it's clear to me from watching this team in the first 7 or 8 days, I don't know that they're a playoff team yet. I don't know they're a 500 team yet. But they're so much better and so much more solid. I think you're going to see Jared Odrick, Julius Thomas, T.J. Yeldon, a higher level of talent on this roster than has been there in the past.
And I'll dial it in just a little bit more, and that is I want to see the running game. You know, they said earlier this week that they were going run-centric, run-heavy, run-focus. I want to see T.J. Yeldon. You know, when they drafted him, I remembered him from Alabama, exciting player. I was concerned about his straight up and down, you know, that kind of a runner. Those guys take a lot of hits. They say he can get small. Let's see it with some pads on and a live tackling drill. I'd love to see that.
I want to see A-Rob and Julius Thomas. I want to see those guys make a couple of plays that can complement what you're talking about.
And Toby Gerhardt has had a pretty good week.
You bet he has.
As
sure.
Well. Scrimmage at 6:15 Saturday night. We'll see you next time on Jags of the Roundtable.